In 1967, in the Six-Day War, when Israel captured the old city of Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim Yer Atika, which has, and still does, has the Western Wall, the standing Western Wall. Because, well, what happened in 1948? I thought we got the State of Israel. So why did we wait until 67 to get Yerushalayim? So in 1948, the Jewish government, the Jewish state, controlled the new part of the new city of Yerushalayim, while Jordan held the old city of Yerushalayim. And then they made an agreement, in theory, that they were, that Jordan was going to let the Jewish people come to visit and pray at the Western Wall. However, unfortunately, this was never honored. And for the 19 years between 1948 and 1967, they forbid Jews from entering. In fact, you used to come, they used to shoot at you. And we know Yerushalayim, since the is the capital of Israel, according to our tradition. And therefore, one of the highlights of the Six-Day War in 1967 was we got back Yerushalayim, as General Moshe Dayan declared. The old, or as one paratrooper declared, I think 10 a.m. on the Chaf Ches Iyar, Har Habayis B'Yadeno, the Temple Mount is in our hands. That Moshe Dayan declared the old city was captured. Yerushalayim is united and never again to be divided. For the first time in almost 2,000 years, the holiest spot in Jewish life was under Jewish control. And in fact, after 67, so many Muslim leaders claimed that Yerushalayim was Israel, it was Islam's holy city. Albeit it seems difficult, because between 1948 and 67, when it was under Jordanian rule, only one Arab leader, the King of Morocco, King Hassan, he came to visit the city. So be it as it may, Yom Yerushalayim is celebrated as we got back the holiest city in the world, the capital of Israel. We got back Yerushalayim in 1967. So where does the name Yerushalayim come from? So actually the Medrash Rabbah says it comes from two different names there, because Avram called it, that area, Hashem Yirah, and Shem, one of Noach's sons, called it Sholem. So Avram didn't want to, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a tough decision. He didn't want to get Avram upset. He didn't want to get Shem upset. So Yerushalayim was formed under the name Yerushalayim. Came about through a compromise. Yerushalayim, the beginning of the word, comes from Avram's name. And the last, Sholem, comes from Shem. So what's the significance? No one came out of compromise, but what does Abraham's name signify and Shem's name signify in the combination of both? So Avram Hashem Yiraiah is, that's, Avram was the one who was the first one to recognize ethical monotheism. God not only created the world, he runs the world. So Avram represents belief in God, and that he runs and he created and runs the world. And Shem, he lived during the Dor HaMabul, which was full of Gezel, Chomas, Geneva, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. So the Meshech Chachma points out that what do we see? In order to Yerushalayim to be complete, to get the both names, so to speak, Yira and Sholem, to get back Yerushalayim, to have Yerushalayim complete, we have to be concerned with commandments, ben adam l'makom and ben adam l'chaveiro, or else it's this Sholem or it's this Hashem Yira, in a combination of both. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to combine Avram and Shem's name. If you want back Yerushalayim, I want you and the Beis HaMikdash. You have to have been Adam L'Makom and Ben Chaver, like we find the Chazal tell us, that for the Bayis Rishon, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed basically for idol worship and illicit relations. And by Yesheni, it was unwarranted hatred. And yet we see it took 70 years just to get back the first Beis HaMikdash, but we're still waiting on the second. So Rav Kook always points out that we see that for Menel HaMakom, it's important, but HaKadosh Baruch has more tolerance. After 70 years, he was willing to let us rebuild. But Tzinas Chinam, the second Beis HaMikdash, was still waiting. And if Tzinas Chinam is the cause for it, so then we need Avas Chinam to bring it back. And that's also the Shnei Luchos. The two Luchos represent the first five represent, as the Gemara in Kedushin says, like, talks about what's Kibbutz Avayim doing on the wrong side of the Lucha. So basically, Chazal tell us to know that really it's the perfect transition, because honoring one's parents, the people, plus they're your creator. So it's the perfect transition from the first side of the tablet to the second side. That the first five represent mitzvahs be'adam l'makom, belief in God, and Elokei Hashem, and the last five deal with interpersonal. And yeah, that's why God gave it on two tablets, not one, not ten, to show to be a complete Jew, you have to be meticulous in ben adam l'makom and ben adam l'chaveiro, like Yerushalayim, in order to get back Yerushalayim B'Shrei Musa, with the temple, we need to work on both. And in fact, that's the famous feast from Gedalia, Shorin the Or Gedalia, that he says that we're in the time of Spheres HaOmer. He says it's split into three different levels. The three different time periods. We know the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Shoshu Dvarim HaOlam Omed. Al Avodah, the Al Torah, the Gomilas Chasadim. So he says the first third of Sfiras Omer is the Avodah. We bring the Karban Pesach at the time of Avodah for Tefillah. The second third is during the Pesach Sheni time. That talks about the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People missed the mitzvah. Okay, you missed it, that's it, it's over. But he gave the since they really felt terrible. And they really desired it, so the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he let them fulfill Pesach Sheni. And from Lag BaOmer on, the third level, that's Torah. Now, we got as we prepare for the Yantav of Shavuos. So, that's the Yisod of the three things, Olam Omei, Torah, Avodah, VeGemilas Chasadim. That's the Yisod of the name Yerushalayim, Yirei Shalem, that we have to be meticulous in both El Lamakom and El Chaveh. But as Rav Kook said, if Sinas Chinam was the reason for the destruction of the second, we have to have a over-focus on Ben Adam El Chaveh, on the Shalim part. Baruch Hashem, we have Yerushalayim back, but to get back to the Makom HaMikdash, to get back to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, that Kaito has to work on both Ben Adam L'Makom and El Chaveiro, but especially on their Avas Chinam, on the Ben Adam L'Chaveiro.